Hello,
I
how are you?
I'm good. It's so long, it's no see. Anywho, welcome all our viewers. And I am here with my friend Albin. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Alban. So I'm the friend of Kate and the French friend of Kate, and we're doing this podcast that is called Franglais, and so we're gonna just do podcasts in English and podcasts in French. And so can you introduce
Yeah,
them
so
this podcast?
okay, so we're two friends, one from France and one from America, and we decided to do this podcast to see how much we improve in our separate languages, him in English and me in French. And today we're going to be talking about a certain subject, and that is how to immerse yourself, when to immerse yourself, and what progress you'll see from immersion in a language. So, Alvin, do you want to start with how your process is in learning English?
Yeah, sure. So I think the best way to like immerse yourself is like you can go to another country, to go to the country that you want to, that the language that you want to learn. But if you can't do it, I think you can do like your own immersion. And so I'm doing my own immersion. So how I do this is like I just watch YouTube, I watch Netflix, and I try to speak as much as I can with native people, like American people. And yeah, I just watch it all the day and as much as I can. And yeah, that's how I just immerse myself.
Yes, so it's very interesting because Alvin has a very strong background in grandma. In wait, sorry, because I said in grandma. Sorry, because my grandma just texted. Anywho, and grammar because of how great the schooling system is in France for teaching languages. In America, we don't learn grammar. We only learn like zoo animals, and then you forget it by the time the test is over. So it was very hard for me to automatically immerse myself in a language, but Alvin could do it because he had the background in he had the background in school that they taught him what they needed to know. So
Yeah, but I don't really agree with you because at school we don't learn so much. We just learn the basics, and I think I have my level because of my work just by myself.
oh,
Because
absolutely.
yeah, because at school I think school is useless for languages. We just know the basics, and we can't hold a conversation and like understand what the people are saying. And yeah, I think you must learn by your own when
Oh,
you want to learn a language.
absolutely. I agree 100%. But what I meant is, I agree because, but what the French system is teaching or what the American system is teaching you, unless you go to a really great school where you have classes in French and English, French or whatever language you want to learn all the time, I don't think you can really learn it from there. But I think some systems have better grasp on it. Like some teachers teach it better,
Yeah.
and you just have basic grammar function, and that really helps when you're trying to immerse yourself in a language. Because it's better to start from square one, as American people would say it, like square one, like base, and but rather than square zero.
Yeah, sure. But like at school, the people that are not really interested in languages just don't want to learn. So like the class just lasts an hour
Yeah,
and they
they
just
forget about
like
it.
sleep, or they just don't try to speak, and they just learn the vocabulary that they need for the next text,
Yeah.
the next test. Yeah. And like, yeah, if you're not interested, I don't think you can learn correctly. So, yeah.
100%. So, for a bit of background for our viewers, me and Albin and I met when I was in French class, and he texted me on this app where you meet language partners, and he's like, "Hi, how are you doing? American, so cool." And I'm like, "Bonjour, je suis Alicia. I am in school right now. I'm actually in French class, so we can talk all day because I'm not learning anything." So the reason I went on Tandem and I went on my phone during French class was so that I could learn the language instead of because I consider French class to be quite useless. My teacher, she would like try to she would teach very basic things and then she'd give different material for the test. It was very weird.
Yeah, do you agree that you've learned much more by
On my
yourself
own. Oh,
than at
absolutely.
school?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
100%.
that's
Like
true.
conversation, reading. I read Agatha Christie books in French now. I love an Agatha Christie book in whatever language, but that's unrelated. So it like that's what I'm saying. You have to take it upon yourself to learn the language. You can't rely on school. And I say that as a 16-year-old who has been through. I was talking to Albin because the next language we want to learn is Spanish. And I said, you know, I took Spanish 6 years from the time I was 6 years old to the time I was 12. I don't know anything. Like, I literally know nothing.
Yeah, because you didn't learn by yourself.
I didn't learn by myself, and it's just hard to teach kids. And unless you have an interest in it, unless you have a really great teacher, you just can't learn. You can't learn through the school. You have to take an interest in it.
Yeah, but were you interested in Spanish?
Not at all. I didn't care.
Yeah, that's why you didn't learn anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the key to just be able to learn correctly in language is to, like, first of all, be interested and, like, just like the language that you're learning. And yeah, and then you will just do all you need to just learn the language
Yes.
and create your own immersion to learn it and practice it.
That's 100% true. And one way you can do this immersion is I would say, you know, get some French friends, get some American friends.
Sure.
So that you have motivation to speak in their language and they can teach you and you can teach them. And it's
Yeah.
just like a really nice friendship. I have no bias around this whatsoever. Totally not from my experience.
Yeah, and I think we're very lucky because we can talk with a lot of people just all over the world. Because, like, we have phones and with internet, we can just speak with everyone we want, and we don't need to travel to be able to speak with foreigners, persons, and yeah, that's so cool.
Exactly. And I mean, this isn't to say that traveling, we can just get away with not traveling to another country to learn a language. Because I was thinking about it. I see so much English vocabulary every day, like on signs, on cars as they walk by, as they go by with like little messages on them. And like, that's so much vocabulary I'm taking in. And if I saw that in French, my mind would always be in French. I'd always be immersed in it, and I'd be 100%. I'd be so good at it if I spent that.
That's why I wanted first to travel to America, because I wanted to become fluent in English, and that was too expensive, so I just decided to create my own immersion.
Yes.
So I'm challenging myself, and I'm trying to not watch at all French content, and I only watch English contents so that I can immerse myself, and so just my brain get used to it, and
Yes. So before the podcast, Alan, he was like, "I'm so nervous. I can't do this." And we were talking for like 20 minutes. So I said, "I know you're fine. just go calm yourself down, go get a glass of water. And he said, no, I'm not doing that, Kate. That's a horrible idea. I'm gonna walk past my parents. They're going to be watching TV in French, and then my mind will be messed up.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Now, when I watch French contents, I'm like, oh no, ugly. I don't want to watch this.
No, I feel so guilty when I watch it. Like all my favorite YouTubers, I watch them and I'm like, man, I could be watching something. I could be learning, but no, I'm just being stupid.
Yeah, when I watch French content, I just feel like I'm wasting my time and I'm just like doing anything. I just waste my time to listen to French content, but I
Yeah,
already
you could be
know
so
French.
but more productive
And
doing
yeah, that's
nothing.
useless. But when I watch English content, I'm like, oh, that's so cool because I can
So cool.
understand and that's not my native language. So that means I improved. And yeah, I still learn the language. So yeah, that's a very great feeling when you see that you
Exactly.
can just understand like 90% of what the people are saying. That's so cool.
Yeah, so you know what? Maybe we should start talking about our what we watch in our separate languages. So I'll start first. I find that it's very hard to find good content that I'm not going to be bored by very quickly. I don't know. I haven't found any good French YouTubers I like. I mean, I like a few, but there are a lot of comedy people. Like I like what is it, Larry Jean? Do you know that person?
Can you repeat the name?
La I but you're in American mode. Should I do this? English mode. La rire jaune. Is it?
Oh, le rire jaune, yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't watch it because I don't watch French content anymore. Yeah, but no, I didn't watch it. But I know just the name.
And also Cyprien. Is that how you say it?
It's one of the biggest French YouTuber.
Yeah, no, he even has a few English watchers. Like he subtitles it in English. I don't watch it with subtitles in English. I watch it in subtitles with French, which is another thing. If you want to learn grammar, my dear viewers, put on French subtitles. Put on English subtitles. That's how you learn grammar.
I think if you just watch in a foreigner language and you put your native language in the subtitles,
It's
I think it's
useless.
useless. Yeah, because you just learn how to read more quickly. You don't learn how to like you don't learn the language. You just learn how to read quickly in your own language. And yeah, that's useless.
I agree with that to a point. I think when I'm watching murder mysteries in French with there's like Paris murders, I think it's called like something else, like Seculog. I don't know. I'd have to look this up the show, but there's English subtitles. I watch it with my family, and I can't switch it to like French subtitles because I would be an asshole if I did that. So what I do is I actively try to listen for each vocabulary word I hear in the English subtitles. So that's how I could do it, but it's also easy just read English. So I wouldn't recommend doing it all the time, but if you have to, just make sure you are actively listening to the words.
Yeah, and also I wanted to say that I don't really like to learn things having lessons and like that's like school. I don't like to learn, yeah. So I just created my own immersion, and at the beginning I was struggling to understand, but I was like I have nothing to lose. So yeah, I just
Exactly, you have
continued
nothing to lose.
to yeah, I just watch I just continued to watch, and I feel like I understand more and more. And sometimes I just watch English content and I just completely forget
That it's English.
that yeah that I'm watching something in a foreigner language. And I just get it when a new word that I don't know comes, and I'm like, yeah, that's true. It's not my native language. And I feel so good just when I don't realize it, and I realize it just after a new word. That's such a great feeling.
Yeah, you feel satisfied. No, that's the
Yeah.
same thing. It's like I get to feel very good about myself if I watch stuff in French, even if it's like the stupidest content, even if it's like a dumb prank someone does or some dumb video where they're making fun of, I don't know, rich people. I'm like, ha ha, this is in French, so I'm learning. And what I tell Alvin is that every, because sometimes I know I have a lot of confidence in myself. Alvin has some confidence, but it depends on the day. Now he's like, oh my God, Kate, I was listening to this one person. Their English was so good. I can never be that in my life. And I'm just like, buddy, every
Totally true.
time you listen to someone in English, you are learning. You
Yeah,
are
exactly.
immersing yourself. And that's good
Yeah.
for you.
Yeah, and even if you don't understand, like you have nothing to lose, so
Yeah,
just
nothing to
continue
lose.
to listen and you will understand. And yeah, just
Eventually.
take your time.
Take your time. Like, my
Yeah.
goal is to be fluent by 20. I think Alvin's goal is to be fluent by the end of the summer, but he's insane.
No, not at all.
Yeah, just kidding.
Maybe next year or in
Next year.
2 years.
2 year.
Yeah.
I would say hope maybe. I just want to start learning Spanish soonish, but I worry. But that's an entirely different subject. We're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
So now I'm just, what was I saying? Sorry. Spanish, English. But that's, Alvin is also very big on immersion. He created his own Discord server. I don't think he lets British people into the Discord server. So sorry about that. Because there's like
Yeah,
issues that,
I'm so interested in languages, so yeah, I just created my own server just to be able to talk with people and like in English, in French, so I can help people with French and people can help me with English. And that's
Exactly.
so cool because we just like interact, and yeah,
We have game
that's so
nights.
cool.
We have game nights with telephone. And
Yeah.
we have the conversations and we stay up till 1 or 1 a.m. in
Yeah.
the morning. And I'm like, yo, I have to go to my job. I'm going, a child's gonna drown because I'm being lazy.
Yeah. And what is cool with just watching content in the language that you're learning is that you learn also the culture and like how people act and how is life there.
Yeah.
So that's so cool.
100%. And I think we're going to end in about a minute 30. So be aware of that. We should do our outro now. But yeah, no, you don't realize how cool your own culture is, how cool your own language is, until you interact with someone who
Yeah,
is learning
exactly.
about it. Like, I could mention so things that I consider so cool about the French culture, and Alan's just kind of like, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, that's like I'm living in Martinique, so it's an island in Caribbean, and
Caribbean.
we have a lot of beaches here, and yeah, like you're like, oh, you are so lucky, you have a lot
You're
of
living a
beaches
teenage
just next to
dream.
your house, and I'm like, yeah, but that's just normal. I just see them every day, and I don't even go there anymore.
Or yeah, no, but for me, like, on one of my posts, you commented. I posted that I was a lifeguard, so that puts the drowning child comment into perspective, of course. But you were like, "So cool, like in the movies," and I'm just like, "Whoa,
Yeah,
where do you think that
because
came
that's
from?" Like, they just made up
just
the convert.
because. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, go
They just
on.
made up the concept of lifeguards for the movies. Anyways, so
Yeah,
let's go on.
I was just saying that's That's so weird because I'm not used to see like things in America because things are totally different here. And yeah, that's so weird when you send me picture, for example, about your gym
Yeah,
and
my
you're
gym.
like,
We have
oh,
seven gyms in my school.
there are seven gym in my school. And I'm like, oh, I don't even have one correct gym in my school. So yeah, that's so weird.
Okay, so let's spend 30 seconds saying how grateful we are that everyone has listened, and the French podcast will come out eventually. And yeah, no, this was a very interesting conversation on immersion, how we feel about it, and anything you want to say in the last 15 seconds?
Yeah, so if I just can give you an advice, just try to create your own immersion with the things that you like watching YouTube, watching Netflix, and just enjoying watching YouTube and watching Netflix. So it doesn't annoy me at all.
Yeah.
So I'm learning and I'm enjoying in the same time. So just create your own immersion like you want and just enjoy your learning journey.
Exactly. It can't be a chore. Okay, let's say goodbye. Adios. That's wait.
Yeah,
Au
bye
revoir.
guys.
Bye. Hey guys, if you like that recording, I'd suggest you stick around and see what we do next, especially our French podcast. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I think I've improved. So, yeah, let's do it. And if you've listened so far, I hope you had fun. And I'll see you soon.